We're joined by Will Daniels, who had a big night at the fourth annual Dutchies. Will, the male athlete of the year, record-breaking performance, and a big part of the team of the year, men's outdoor track and field from last year. Will, congratulations on a great night. What does it feel like to be recognized by your peers and coaches here at Central College?
Yeah, thank you very much. This is probably one of my favorite nights of the year, being able to see all the teams kind of honored, and especially everyone does a great job putting together the videos, and you do a great job with all the kind of all the logistic details. So it's just a lot of fun to come here and being recognized for a few of those awards. It means a lot.
Well, this is a period of time from last outdoor season to this indoor season. Let's start with last outdoor season. You had a great year. Team as conference championship. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, definitely the team championship was the biggest memory. For individually, nationals didn't end quite how I wanted, so the team championship was something that I knew it would take a full team effort to win, and that was something I really wanted to do here at Central. So that was a cool moment to share with the seniors and kind of send them out on a high note. So that was a really cool moment from last year.
And then this year at the indoors, you win another national championship. Talk about that and what that experience was like for you and how that weekend went.
Yeah, that weekend at nationals was a lot of fun. Just kind of knowing what to expect, I was able to relax and have a little more fun, enjoy it with my teammates and coaches, and obviously kind of got the job done that I was hoping to with winning the heptathlon. And I just had a lot of fun competing there.
Now, you said you were able to kind of enjoy it a little bit more, but was there also an added layer of pressure knowing that you'd won it last year, knowing that you were the favorite going in this year, or could you just kind of take it off a little bit?
Yeah, there was definitely more pressure. It was kind of weird having both sides. I felt more pressure, but also I felt like I was able to experience the moment a little bit more fully, but I just tried to relax as best I could knowing that I was the favorite. I tried to kind of keep that out of my mind and just have fun.
And what about this year's outdoor season? Your thoughts, conference championship, an opportunity to defend that here in a couple of weeks, and then maybe a chance, a little redemption for yourself personally when you get to the national meet.
Yeah, so far I think outdoor's really going, it's going really well for our team, and individually I've made a lot of strides from last year, so I feel a lot more prepared going into nationals. And from a conference standpoint, anything can happen. We're definitely not favored, but I think anything can happen at the conference meet, and we'll just hope for good weather. And hopefully the times and the distances will go from there.
Well, you weren't favored last year either, but yet you kind of ran away with it. Does that give you a little motivation? Can you talk to some of the younger guys about that, hey, it doesn't matter who's favored or not favored, it matters what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And that's our coaches stress that to us, that it's a three-day meet, and those are really the only 3 days that matter. It doesn't matter the performances that guys have put up all season necessarily. It's who shows up on that weekend. So definitely we can use our experience from last year and use it to kind of encourage us this outdoor season.
All right, last one for you. One other award that you won tonight was the GPA award. And, you know, we are here at college, right? And I know that athletics is very important, but you're here to learn and, you know, grow in your career. 4.0 GPA, honored for that. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to get that, but I really appreciated that. And it definitely speaks to kind of the Division III experience. Obviously, this is a night to kind of recognize athletic achievement, but ultimately, I think at this level, it's more the whole picture, I guess, that really stands out at Central. And so to be recognized for something outside of athletics here was really special.
Big night for Will Daniels at the fourth annual Dutchies. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Brittany Kappas of the Central College women's golf team. We're at the Dutchies and the women's golf team, and Brittany specifically had a big night, moment of the year, and also female athlete of the year, conference champion last year and getting ready for the national tournament. First of all, Brittany, congratulations on winning two awards tonight. What does it feel like to be honored here in front of your peers?
It really points to me out that my teammates really have my back, and along with all the coaches and everybody involved with this event.
What did it mean to share that, the moment and the evening with your teammates? I know you're sitting at tables with them. What was it like? Did they give you a hard time? Were you able to enjoy it together?
They gave me a hard time. It's also very sentimental being a senior. But mostly they just give me some crap here and there, to be honest with you.
Well, let's talk about the moment of the year. And it happened at the conference tournament meet last fall. 54 holes in the rain. You end up playing a playoff, and you make a putt that basically wins your individual title and the team title all in one fell swoop. Can you take us back to that moment and what that was like?
I absolutely love telling this story about how we won it. But back to that moment, I knew I won as an individual, but I did not realize as a team we won until Emily made her putt for par. So as soon as we got that all figured out, and then we all got brought together, it was tears were flying when we finished on 18.
Well, it was also, it's interesting in the sense that you guys played there as a tensome, really, right? As I understand, all five players from both teams played together. And for anybody that knows anything about golf, that like never happens. So how was that to try to keep things together while you're watching nine other players play?
It's always fun. It's always fun to have your teammates out there with you. That's for sure. So when they're out there with you and you can see them and they're, you know that they're pushing you. So
let's take a look now. You're getting ready for the national meet, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, May 14th through the 17th down in Houston. Before we talk about that, what has this spring been like as you guys try to get your game in shape to make sure that you're ready to compete down in Texas?
I know for me, I need to start stepping up my game a bit more. I'm a little rusty coming out of winter, but I know as of right now, our team, or my team, is performing really, really well. So they're really pushing each other. It's really good for our team.
How do you think in general, you say you kind of need to step it up. Do you think you're doing that?
So this next couple weeks going into nationals, I plan on working on my short game mainly. So chipping, putting, bumping runs, etc. Because that's where you score at, is with your short game. If you think about it, it only takes two shots to get to the green. Yeah. It's where short game is where it really matters.
All right, so you're playing in nationals at the same place you played at 2 years ago, and I know that time you guys missed the cut by like a stroke or very, very close. So what kind of experience can you lean on from that to try to have a big weekend in Houston here in 2 weeks?
I mean, it was our first time in 2016 at nationals, given our expectations weren't really that high because we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. But now I believe that our team knows what we're capable of and that we can place in the top 15 at nationals.
And is that your goal for the national tournament, to make the cut and play the weekend?
The team is going to make the cut, and I am planning on making top 10 for them.
I like it. Brittany, hey, congratulations on a nice night at the Dutchies. Best of luck at the national tournament. Brittany Kappas, Central Women's Golf.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joined now by Joe Dunham, the Central College Men's Outdoor Track and Field Championship team from 2018, honored both as Team of the Year and Coaching Staff of the Year at the 4th Annual Dutchies here on Sunday night. Coach, congratulations to you. What has it been like tonight to be honored for the success you guys had last spring?
Yeah, thanks a lot. First of all, big thanks to the Dutchies committee, to you, Trevor, just to everybody involved with this whole awards banquet. It's a great special thing for our college, for our athletic program. We're a close-knit team. All of us together, this athletic department is just really special. So really excited to be a part of that. Huge honor for our program. A lot of thanks goes out, obviously, to the assistant coaches. They do just an incredible job getting, it's a big, big team with a lot of moving parts, and you rely on a lot of different people to have this success. And every good head coach knows they're only as good as their assistants. And I'll tell you what, our track and field program at Central is very blessed to have some pretty incredible assistant coaches, and so really thankful to them. And it's, like I said, a huge honor for our program to receive these awards, and it says a lot about the athletes, the student athletes as well, their hard work, and so just give a lot of credit to them.
Well, let's start with Team of the Year. What do you remember about that 2018 team and their run to that conference? Maybe a little bit of a surprise conference championship last spring.
Well, for me, being my last year as the head coach, it was really special just because it was neat to see the culture of our team and the expectation of winning. And, we had absolutely no intention. I mean, we had the intention, but we had no expectation of actually winning. And for them to come together and for me to see them compete at such a high level at the right time of year, there was upset after upset after upset throughout the weekend. And Atlanta. So for me, it was such a special thing to go out that way as head coach and to see them compete the way that they did. It was really neat.
All right, and as far as coaching staff of the year, you've already right off the top alluded to it. And I don't think I fully realized until I read the bio after you guys won the award, just the sheer volume of experience that you guys have. Can you speak to that to our listeners that may not understand how blessed we are to have the staff we do here at Central?
It's really incredible. I haven't actually counted all of the All-Americans that we've coached and accrued as, you know, in our own careers, but it's a lot. And, you know, so it's, you're right. And there's a lot of experience. And when you have that experience, you learn the sport so well. And man, I learn so much from these assistants every season. I walk away and I'm just amazed at all that they know. And so for me, it's just truly an honor to coach with them. And it's a special place. And I get those compliments all the time from coaches around the conference, as well as a national level. People talk about the incredible coaches that we have, and it's truly impressive. So very, very lucky here at Central College.
Now, as you mentioned, last year was your last year as head coach of the track and field programs, transitioned to Brandon Sturm, and you're still on staff and obviously head coach across country. How has that transition gone? And I have to imagine the assistant coaches and the experience have really helped that greatly.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, and Coach Sturman's incredible. I mean, this guy is going to take us to the next level. There's no doubt about it. He's a hard worker, really great to work for. And, you know, I just really enjoy having him around. I've learned a lot from him. And for me, you know, being able to focus on our women's distance program specifically is going to be great for Central College. And I'm really excited about that challenge. And it's going to be an exciting future for us. The women's incoming freshman class is looking very good, great numbers and some good talent. And that's only going to grow moving forward. And there's a lot of excitement behind it. So excited for the future for sure.
Well, I'll let Coach Sturman speak for himself, but you do have a little insight as you get ready to defend that league title here in a couple of weeks. What's the prognosis for the outdoor track and field season?
Well, I tell you what, we lost a lot. We lost a lot of seniors, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be challenging, and we know we have our challenges. And it's a little bit of a changing of the guard for us this season. But I tell you what, we've got good leadership, and you never know. You know, once May swings around, we'll see what happens.
All right, that is the coaching staff of the year and team of the year 2018 men's outdoor track and field coach Joe Dunham. Thanks a lot, and congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our coverage from the Dutchies. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Trevor Castle on 92.1 KRLS.